Today is the first Sunday of Advent, a time when many people start to think in earnest about the coming Christmas celebration. You may be surprised and disappointed, therefore, to find that our Bible reading takes us not to Christmas Day, but to Judgment Day. It is full of death, judgment, suffering, and Christ's second coming. The essence of the message behind this text is that Christians need to understand their place in the grand sweep of salvation history. This is a history which begins with the creation and fall, centres on the coming of Christ, journeys through the age of the Church, and points forward to Christ coming again in glory. And we take our place in Christian history somewhere between God's saving acts in Christ and that future day of judgment, when he will return and make all things new. Our text reminds us that we live, as Karl Barth said, between the times. So how do we live between the times? According to Jesus, Christians are called to live in an attitude of faithful, watchful anticipation. Our text says that one day Jesus may appear in the clouds, suddenly, unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. But before that, Matthew reminds us, Jesus will appear round the corner, suddenly, like a hungry person, or a neighbour ill-clothed, or someone sick or imprisoned. And here is the clue about how to live between the times. We see the great sweep of history, and we know that one day we will stand before Christ in that future age of glory. But before that, we stand before Christ 1,000 times in our present age. We find him in our neighbours in need. We speak for him in our ordinary conversations, and we serve him in the ordinary tasks to which he calls us. And so we keep watch, stay awake, stay alert. This is how we live faithfully as God's Advent people. Our second hymn takes the form of a prayer for Christ to come and set his people free. Number 169 from Singing the Faith, or number 81 in Hymns and Psalms. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee.